Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you have a graduation horror story?
I sure do.
So in honor of all the folks that are graduating this week, technically, even though they might not have had an in-person graduation, we want to make them feel better and let them know, even if they had had that in-person graduation,
in all likelihood,
something could have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's just how things happen, especially when you get groups of families together.
Exactly.
But I have a graduation horror story.
Go on.
So I graduated in 2009, and I went to school in the mountains, and there was like this freak snowstorm. Like,
oh,
we didn't hardly ever get snow. And out of nowhere, this, like, it wasn't a blizzard technically, but this big snowstorm just rolled in.
What time of year were you graduating?
I graduated in December because
Okay, so it was the winter semester. College graduation.
Yeah. Age me too much. I took a victory semester lap. So I was so excited to graduate. Worked really, really hard. Still paying that off, by the way, 10 years later. That's fine. Stupid student loans. But I was super excited to graduate and I had everything all ready to go. And then finals week went before graduation day on that Saturday.
Right.
This big snowstorm came in, didn't cancel any of my finals. No.
Oh.
But they canceled graduation because they were afraid of people driving in.
Wow.
And since it was the mountains, like, we've been known for like landslides and stuff like that. That happens.
It's just a casual Saturday for them.
Yeah. So they were afraid that like the snow would slide into the interstate. But the thing is it never did.
Yeah.
The interstate's never closed. I think they just wanted a snow day. And so they canceled it. And so I ended up going sledding in my cap and gown, which I guess is a fun memory. But then that spring, they invited any of us that missed our graduation to come and walk. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. So I went and none of my family or friends came to support me. So I just got drunk and overslept and didn't show up.
I don't know if that's a disaster or very just sad. Like, I kind of want to cry for you and give you a hug, but I'm socially distancing.
Yeah, I know. And here I am. I mean, technically almost 11 years later, and I'm still paying.
Clearly, it's like left a mark on you
I know. And like nobody, like, I don't know. I was just sad. And so I felt like I wasted money on a cap and a gown. I never got any official pictures. There's one picture of me from graduation day, and I posted it on the Buzz's Facebook and Instagram, which, by the way, it was 2009. It was a different time. It was the Snooki years. So I'm making the duck face in it.
Oh, God.
It is what it is.
Why?
I apologize. I don't do that anymore. But that is literally the only picture of me that I have for graduation. And it was taken on like a BlackBerry. So the quality is not good. It wasn't even a professional camera. And it was my friend's mom who felt bad for me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank her for me.
Yeah.
For making your day so special.
So that was my graduation horror story.
That is a disaster.
That's
a lot of disasters all rolled into one.
My mom's listening right now, and she's going to get mad at me, and she's going to be like, baby, that's not what happened. I didn't get a single graduation card. I didn't get, like, a single anything.
Oh.
Right?
I feel like I need to throw you a graduation party.
I'm just saying, at least the kids this year, they're getting honks from cars going by doing parades.
I mean,
I didn't even get a honk.
We're doing us a Show You Your Graddy contest with AJR. Maybe I'll sign you up for that.
I probably should. So we want to know your graduation horror story, 503-733-5105.
Yeah, so it was not me. It was a classmate. He got really trash drunk the night before and I guess was still drunk the morning of graduation. We have a female principal, so when he walked across the stage, he grabbed his diploma and laid a big old kiss on her.
Hey.
What? What did she do?
Yeah.
I would have freaked out. I would have had him arrested.
Yeah, no. He got carried off the stage real quick.
Was this?
Yeah, that's assault. You can't just smooch somebody.
Was this college or high school?
High school.
That's not good at all.
Yeah.
Well, what is the... Hey, are you still friends with that person on Facebook? What are they doing now?
I have no clue. I'm not even friends with them. I wasn't even friends with them in high school.
I'm just kind of curious how their life wound up, you know?
I don't know, but I've definitely still woke up drunk the next morning before.
Yeah, but you don't make out or smooch up on people you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Shut up, Mike.
I didn't say anything.
Well, thank you so much for calling. You're the absolute best. We super appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
I like how you're so quick to judge that kid on Facebook. Like, he could have turned his life around. He just smooched the principal at graduation. It's not like he's going to jail for life.
I mean, that's so inappropriate, though. And whatever. So we want to know if you have a graduation horror story.
Oh my gosh. I went to college, and in 2011, there are all of these really bad floods. When it was time for my graduation ceremony, they like kept pushing it back. And then finally, they actually did have like the graduation at the like arena. And it usually takes 20 minutes to get there. And it took over 2.5 hours because you had to drive. There's one road open. So get there. And the ceremony was fine. I graduated. But like the day leading up to it, I had felt just like really bad. I was really sick. And like I thought I had the stomach bug. And then I finally got the call back from my doctor. And turns out I was pregnant.
What?
Wow. Congratulations. That's a big day. So many things to congratulate you for. A new life. A diploma.
Confetti cannons everywhere.
Yes.
Now it's fine. It was a little bit of a shock, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I guess that's how you end school with a bang.
Yeah,
Mike. I know.
Mike, shame on you. Well, thank you so very much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Just saying, there's a lot of reasons to celebrate.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is a very exciting day.
I'm sure.
So I wasn't actually graduating, though. I was a junior. I was a junior marshal, and we were standing the entire time, and I guess I locked my knees, and I passed out during graduation.
Oh, no!
The next year, they had the junior marshal sitting in chairs.
Did they name that rule after you?
You know, it wasn't an officially, you know, named after me, but I'm pretty sure it's because of me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened. Did you, like, I don't know, come to okay? Or did you have a concussion? Or
I think it was just, like, a couple minutes, and I was just fine.
Did anybody rush to your aid?
Well, I mean, I was unconscious, so I'm not sure. But when I woke up, a couple of the other marshals were standing beside me, and there was one of the, like, I don't know what he was. I guess someone that was just down on the floor, one of the adults, a teacher or somebody that came over, and I was fine.
You know, those junior marshals stick together.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure do. Well, congrats on having had been a junior marshal. That's also a very big deal.
Thanks so much. Yes, it was a happy and not so happy occasion.
I mean, if I was a junior marshal, I would have been proud to pass out and ruin everybody else's graduation because mine was terrible too.
And make it all about yourself.
Exactly.
That would be the way to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.